All right, so the last couple of days, we've been looking at Peter's second letter. And in the very first chapter, we read verses 3 and 4 a couple of days ago. And in those verses, it makes it clear, Jesus is saying to us, speaking to us through the words that Peter is writing in this letter, and saying that all power, all of his divine power has been given to us, has been provided to us to meet every need, everything that is required for this life. What's required for your life? Health, finances, victories, overcoming, everything you need, everything that's required for this life by his divine power. We have it. We have it so that we can walk in that victory, but that we can also become godly. In other words, we can become the fullness of who we're supposed to be. We can walk into that strength to become the men and women of Jesus Christ that he created us and prepared us to be. And that also, in that divine power, we have the ability to fully know and understand him and his word. Verse 4 says that he has bestowed by these means his divine power. He has bestowed upon us his precious, exceeding great promises. So what are your needs today? Well, we've got a whole book here filled with his precious, exceedingly great promises, so that we can escape the things of this. In other words, that we can be delivered, that we can come out victorious in everything that we face in this fallen, corrupt, rotten world. And when I say rotten, this is what it actually says in the Amplified Bible. From the moral decay, the rottenness and corruption that is in the world because of lust and greed. And we can become sharers, partakers in the divine nature. So these are the promises that we have. And here's what we said yesterday. If we believe that that's the foundation, if we can accept that and believe that Jesus has provided for us his divine power, and it's backed by all of those divine promises, and those things are for us, it doesn't matter what we see or experience, forget that. I mean, just set that aside for a moment, and can you believe that his divine power has provided victory for you? Can you believe that? Do you believe that he has promises that he's bestowed, precious and exceedingly great promises that he has bestowed upon you so that you can be delivered from these things? Do you believe that? Because that's the first step. You have to believe that. And if you accept that and believe that, then that is the foundation upon which we can then start to build. And this is what Peter is ramping up towards. Because as you read through verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, Peter then begins to describe a process. It's a growth process. It's a building upon building. It's a layering effect. It is a progression. In the same way that you plant a seed, and when you plant the seed, you don't wait 5 minutes after you water it and then eat the fruit. No, there's a time process. There is a process. There's a step-by-step process. First, you see that little green sprout break the surface of the earth. Well, the first thing is that seed germinates and dies. It germinates and then springs back to life. And that little sprout comes breaking through out of the ground. And then from that sprout, you get a stem. And then from that, there's a blade, you know, or a leaf. And then from that, then you start to get the stalk. And then within that, you get the head and the kernel within the head. Then you're ready to have the harvest. There's a step-by-step process. And what Peter is telling us is, if you can accept the foundation that there is divine power, his divine power bestowed upon you, which is backed by the precious and exceedingly great promises that he bestowed upon you. If you believe that's for you, then here's how we take that step-by-step process, that layer-upon-layer process of fully walking into, laying hold of, possessing those victories and those great things that Jesus has for us in every area of your life, from the area of finances to the area of family to the area of your emotions to the area of your physical health to addictions to everything that we're talking about. Everything that in any way is standing in your life in opposition to the Word of God and to the promises of God, these are the steps that we take. We have that foundation. Now we take the steps, the layering. We looked at verse number 6 yesterday, and we saw that, now once we have that, I'm sorry, verse number 5, we saw the importance of once you have that foundation, now you add diligence. So diligence is you be diligent to be in the Word. You be diligent to be with Him. You spend time in the Word, you meditate on the Word. In that diligence, in the Word, getting to know Him, the divine promises, then employ every effort in exercising your faith. The more time you spend in the Word, faith comes by hearing the Word. The more time you spend in the Word, the more your faith is developed. So you have that foundation that you believe the promises. You build upon that. That first layer is diligence. Diligence is that time spent in the Word. And then because you're spending time in the Word, the next thing that takes place is your faith grows. You always have the same amount of faith, but your faith grows in the sense that it becomes stronger and stronger. Because faith comes by hearing the Word. And as you're exercising your faith, that then develops virtue, or in other words, the resolution. It's now that you have faith. Now you have the ability to stand and to stand strong. So when life tells you something contrary to the Word of God, because you have that foundation, you've added diligence in the Word of God, that's built up your faith. Now you have virtue. You have the resolve. You have, as the Amplified Bible says, Christian energy. You have that resolve, that ability to stand and say, I realize that what I'm facing is not good. And I realize in the natural it looks bad, but I'm not accepting this as the final outcome. I'm not accepting this as the end of the story. This is not the end of the matter because I'm not walking in victory. So I will continue. I have the resolve. I will continue. I resolve to stand on the Word. And you have thus the even energy, the Christian energy, to be able to stand on that Word and believe it in spite of what you see or experience. And then it's in that virtue of that resolve that you're able to stand. And as you stand, if you stand on the Word of God, if your circumstances are contrary to, you can't see me, but picture my left arm stretched out as far as I can. If your circumstances are to the extreme left, in opposition of the Word of God, which I stretch out my right arm, and the Word of God and the promises of God are in the right arm. So my situation is as far away from the Word of God and the promises as possible. If you feel that way in life, you continue to stand. You stand on the Word, you continue to stand. And as you continue to stand, then I'm moving my arms from the side, moving them forward, and the more you continue to stand, those issues, the things of your life, will line up with come in together, my hands clapping together, will line up with the Word of God. You stand on the Word, stand on the Word, and your circumstances will line up with the Word. Now, you might say to yourself, well, I've not been able to do that. I've tried to stand on the Word, but the circumstances always seem to overwhelm me, and I give up on the Word of God. Well, here's part of the reason. Because you're lacking that resolution. You're lacking that, as the Amplified Bible says, that Christian energy to be able to stand and be resolved. Well, why am I lacking that? Well, because, again, we have to go back and make sure. And somewhere along this line that we've been going through, there's a gap. So you have to ask yourself the question, do I believe that foundational truth that by His divine power, I have these great, exceedingly precious and great promises in my life bestowed upon me. So in other words, they are already mine. They're already poured out on me. I just have to receive them. Do you believe that? Because that's the foundation. You have to have that to build upon. And then if you have that, then here's the next thing. Where's the gap for you? Because then you have to have the diligence. I have to have that time in the Word of God, that diligence to be in the Word and to meditate on the Word. And then because I've had that diligence, then my faith grows and I'm able to exercise faith. Maybe the gap's there. Because then as I'm exercising faith, then that virtue or that resolve, the ability to stand and be resolved, to stand and stand and stand in resolution, despite what I see and experience, to stand resolved in Christian energy. In other words, energy that is not your own. It's the energy that you get by the Holy Spirit because you've established that foundation, and you've layered these steps that Peter is talking about one upon the other. So, now you have that resolve, and you're standing. It says, because you have that, then in that virtue, in that ability to stand, that resolve to stand, that energy to stand, then you develop knowledge. The Amplified Bible says intelligence. The more that you're able to stand, the more you have the wisdom, not the wisdom of the world, but you have the wisdom, the intelligence, the intellect that comes from the Spirit of God Himself. See, the more that I'm able to stand and be resolved, because if I stand and I am resolved in that Christian energy, I'm going to see the victories. And as I see the victories, what does that do? That builds wisdom in me. I now know how to stand. I know how to recognize the things that are contrary to my stand. I now learn to recognize those attacks of the enemy that try to beat me down, and so that it causes me to fall and not stand. I can see those things. I now have wisdom. I understand it. And so I can stand again the next time, and I can stand more firm because I now recognize those attacks for what they are. And I also have the wisdom and the intelligence, his intelligence, to be able to convey this to other people to help them stand. I have something to share with others to strengthen them. Goes on to verse number 6. So now we have that knowledge. And you know what? That also would even go on to say that you have knowledge. In other words, you have a deeper understanding. And remember, if we go back to that very first verse we were looking at in verse number 3, it is talking about having that full personal knowledge. We have, his divine power has bestowed upon us the ability to have that full personal knowledge of him. The more that I am doing these things and layering these things upon that foundation, the more I'm layering and building these things up, the more I'm going to have that understanding and knowledge. The more I have that insight, that wisdom, the more I'm able to see the truths of the Word of God, and the Word makes sense to me, and I read the Word and I get excited because I understand things through the Holy Spirit that I didn't understand before. And I hear him speaking to me through his Word as he's revealing himself to me. Are you lacking in that? Go back and find. If you're lacking in that today, if you're not receiving that today, then go back and find. Start with the foundation. Do you have the foundation? And if so, is there a gap in one of these things? Now listen, if this is ringing true to your ears, today go back and read 2 Peter chapter 1. All I'm asking you to do is just read verses 3 through 8. That's it. Read verses 3 through 8. And if you have an Amplified Bible, read these verses in the Amplified Bible because it gives you that fuller understanding. But I want you to read these things. If this speaks, what I'm saying, if it rings true to you and it gives you a glimmer of hope that, yes, I can receive the supernatural. I can receive the miraculous. I can walk in the victory. I can walk in the victories of Jesus. But I don't know how. I'm missing something. Well, then go back and read these verses and see where is the gap. Is the gap from the foundation or is it one of these layering things? And it goes on. So once we have that knowledge, that intimate knowledge of him, that intelligence, because it comes from experience, we have the virtue, the resolve that's led to the intelligence. Now verse 6 says, and in exercising this knowledge, this intelligence, develop self-control. How many of you feel like you lack self-control in life? Well, I'd like to be able to stand on the word, but I always just don't seem to have the control. I want to do the right thing. And even though I intend to do the right thing, I seem to always wind up doing the wrong thing. I give and I yield to the flesh. I want to do the right thing, but I yield to the flesh. How many of you have felt that way? How many of you feel like you want to do the right thing desperately inside? You want to do the right thing. You're tired of that cycle where you get excited for Christ and you stand in victory and you feel the victory. But then time passes and you find yourself falling right back into the same old patterns and in the same old weaknesses and the same old traps. And that cycle continues over and over. I say the same thing. Go back and look and see where there's a gap, because these are the promises that Jesus has given us. It's his divine power, backed by his promises. That's the foundation. Establish the foundation and then build layer upon layer these things, step by step. And when we get to the place where we have that knowledge, then that builds within us. We then have that self-control, that wisdom and that knowledge, all of these things layered together. Now we have that ability to have self-control, because it's not you that is providing the control. It is the control that comes from the Holy Spirit and the promises of Jesus. Self-control. And then in exercising self-control, you develop steadfastness. And we'll talk about that on Monday. This is the word of God from 2 Peter, from his second letter, chapter 1, verses 3 through 8.